Next on News for the Soul, More Than Existing with Corrie Thorne. Corrie is a mystic, psychic, medium and more, author and creator of the More Than Existing book and self-actualization coaching program. Corrie channels the wisdom of the ancestors and the divine. Her mission is to make every voice and face matter, for we all have the same light within. She brings the guidance of love in the spirit world, so we here may experience in the moment with awe, wonder with faith and not fear. Please welcome Corrie Thorne back to News for the Soul.
And here we go. Let's see if we've got Corrie on the board. Are you there?
I am here.
Woo.
Yay.
Welcome back.
Thank you. We still got the background noise of ambiance.
Yep. It's fading away.
It's fading away. How are you?
It feels like forever since we talked to you last. I know you've been going through some stuff. Do you want to bring everybody up to date, or what do you want to do?
Sure. I'll tell you what it is. It has been such a crazy journey. In January the 22nd, actually, I went in for a spinal fusion. It was one of those things that I had tried and did everything else, and this was a must-do thing in my life, and I have to say it's been pretty life-changing. It's taught me, I've learned a lot about patience, but I have been in pain for years, and of course, as a healer, trying to do everything in the natural way. I did do a lot of the healing myself. Like, there was a lot of things that the surgery didn't have to be as severe as it needed to be, but the spinal fusion itself was to release the trapped nerves, and there was, and the vertebrae would just totally collapse down. And in opening that area up, totally released all of the old pain. I have been living in, I would say I live outside of my body. I was living totally outside of my body because spirit was the only thing holding me. But I have absolutely zero of the old pain down, shooting down my legs, in my body at all. It is all gone. And it has it's been crazy. But I said what it feels like, it literally feels like it was like somebody opened up a time capsule. It was just like a time capsule opened up when that area was opened. And the things that I have been experiencing energetically, and also then all of my body trying to reconnect parts of me that has not been fully connected in so long. It's been quite the journey. And I find myself being kind of in awe of the experience, and on a spiritual level, right? On an energetic level, being someone who can see, feel, sense everything, that I took this as an opportunity to really let the body speak, but let the energy of every energy center communicate back to me. All of the emotions, all of the feel, you know, you have to feel it to deal with it, right? You got to deal it to heal. And it's been quite the journey, but I can tell you, like, for the first time in years, I feel so alive, like alive in my body, like never be, like I have not in years. So I'm like, is it for everybody? Probably not, but everyone has to, I would say everyone has to be an advocate for their own health in so many ways. And for so many years, I'm like, no, you don't need this. Don't do this. There's got to be another way. And this turned out to be my way, and it's been quite the journey. So I'm still at home. I still can't twist, turn, bend. I can't. So feeling restricted in your body has taught me a whole lot about patience and having to ask for help and waiting for someone to come and do certain things for you. So for me, so it's been quite the journey, I have to say. I'm like, I'm in awe. It all kind of fell into around January the 20th. We had a big energy shift that was happening energetically. I'm in Aries, so I don't know who else would have been affected by it, but it was like the end of like a 15-year cycle we had been in. And then now we're coming into the eclipse season on the 25th of March, and we have like with that moon and another big shift and kind of moving into a whole new era. And two nights ago, I had a dream, and in my dream, an eagle fell from the sky and landed on the bench of where I sit with Oracle. And there was no fear. It wasn't, didn't feel that way. It felt like it truly is like the end of an era. That's what we feel like we're going through. And I think that's on a, you know, it's not just my story. I think this is happening for a lot of people. They're really feeling shifts happening. You feel endings, and sometimes we fear endings, right? And so we fear endings, but we're not realizing that. A lot of times that's new beginnings coming in at us. It's interesting. It's a very interesting time to be alive, to more than exist. Did we lose Nicole?
Oh, can you hear me now?
There you are. I can hear you now.
Okay, good. Yay. Let's take a call. Oh, my gosh. Switchboard, hey. Stick with us, for the love of God. Let's go to 916. Here we go, 916. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Oh, no.
Dolly, you're on.
We got nothing.
Oh, boy.
I was like, this so goes with the energy of today.
Okay. We're going to refresh. So strange. They're there. Caller, we've put you on. We can't hear you. Try calling back in. Okay, I'm gonna try that. We're going to refresh the board. Whilst we're refreshing the board and the energy and the connections, maybe you can talk about, you know, how it's microcosm, macrocosm. There's a lot in the collective going on that might be reflective of what you've been talking about so far. You want to discuss?
So we do have, so this, what we sometimes neglect to really notice within ourselves is what we're feeling inside of ourselves is a part of what is happening within the collective energy. And so that collective energy and what we got going on right now on a, you know, to bring it into normal terms is into kind of, to kind of bring it into something we can really understand is there is a death of ego happening in the collective energy. And so there is like, we also have the death of spiritual ego, just ego in general happening within our own selves. And so that is where fear also exists. And so you may be feeling some of these things happening within yourself, and some is tied to our own personal journey and other things it's on a collective energy. It means that it is influencing and affecting us all. And it comes directly from what is happening in the universe. As the world changes, so do we, right? And so as we have so many things, the veils of illusions are falling, right? We just have so many veils that are opening. And as we go through awakening, we go through these veils of illusions that are setting us free. And so these veils are falling, and we're seeing, so the filters are disappearing. We're not so filtered. We're seeing things in a different way. But when we have more, so it's like the dark begins to fight back, right? Our ego's purpose is to get us back to comfort. And so there's that desire to get us back to comfort, but it's not comfort we need, is to be able to have the courage to step into the unknown and to take those steps. If we make no choice in our lives or no changes, you know, no choice is a choice. If we just stay on the line and we don't choose anything, and we just sit back and we just wait it out, and it's like, oh, life will just get better or things will just change. Well, we have to be active participants in our own changes, in our own choices. And it's not about being wrong or right. It's just making one. And when we make one, we have the opportunity to see things differently, to open up to new perspectives, to look at the world differently, to, you know, put it this way, everyone has an opinion. Right? Everyone has an opinion. And the world is, what I wrote down earlier was, it's time to go beyond the noise, because it's very noisy. It's very chaotic. It's like when you're reorganizing and there's destruction happening and it's noisy. You're going to hear the noise. But if you just let yourself go inward and into that place of silence and listen beyond your ears hearing, see beyond your human eyes seeing, go deeper than that, because there's a has a softness, there's a gentleness, there's new, there's fresh, there's something more that is out there, but you've got to go beyond the noise. So wherever that chaotic noise is, whatever that fear story, whatever that insecurity is, see it as it's, you know, beyond that, there's something more. Beyond there, there's the joy story. There is the completion. There's the new beginning. There's the thrills. There's just so many beautiful things. But if we only stop at that limited ability to be able to be trapped and say, oh, well, this just makes me comfortable. I like things how they are. You know, we'll always be in that cycle of repeating. And so this is where the change is. And it doesn't mean that all the old things the way it was dissipates and disappears. It means that we're not so easily trapped into the fear of, you know, having to accept something, having to just believe something. And so we're really seeing that on a big scale right now. And it can be uncomfortable, but it's beautiful. And some days I say, you know, I have nothing today. There's nothing. There's an emptiness, or there's a pause. And it's like there's, you know, when you run the race and you're just exhausted, it feels like the whole collective energy is just like, and then the divine energy is, everything just stops. It's like, okay, catch a breath, calm down, and then if something rises up again, then we go again. So there has been a few of these pauses that's been happening. It's like, oh, this is a relief. It's not really a relief. It's a pause in the energy. So we have to keep, it's the action, reaction. And then we have the retrograde, retrograde coming in on the 1st, which is going to give us a big pause again. And that's on April the 1st, which happens to be my birthday. and then I feel like we're moving in the right direction. Either which way, even though we, you know, there's just so many views and perspectives, we are moving in the right way, even if it doesn't feel like it at times. So that's a little bit of that energy. And you're feeling it, right? You're feeling the collective. Just don't take it so personally. It's not something always that you got to fix in you. It's something that you just realize that it's just happening.
Specifically, yeah. Abundance issues seem to be coming up for the collective again. What's up with that?
The abundance issues? Oh, there's so much. It's funny you say that. Right before I started, I went back downstairs and I pulled out an old deck of cards that I had, and I had to pull out it was like an Angels of Abundance cards. I don't know why. And the abundance has been coming up, and it's because there is the illusion of lack, and we are being faced with truth of lack. Right, we're being like on a human scale, right? In the human world, there is areas of lack, and it's because we have a collapse that is happening. But if we look at it on a spiritual level and we see it on a bigger scale, like there is an abundance of a lot of things coming in at us. What I got and what's been coming up around this abundance for me was cleaning the energy around abundance, is that we have to clean the energy. We have to clean up our stories. We have to clean up our narratives around food. We have to, because we've been taught so many things about this is bad for you, that's bad for you, don't, it's back to the fear story, right? And we have to really sit and clean up the story around money. Well, just look at governments. They can easily just print money. So what is the real value of money? We just print money, right? You just give money, just never seems to run out. So we have this, you know, this unlimited source, unlimited availability of all things. But we've been taught so much about competition and seeing things in the perspective of dog eat dog. But that energy is also shifting. So it's a time of cleaning and clearing, the same thing, the veils of illusions are falling down around the abundance story. You know, when the world tries to convince us that we should settle for less, like when there's a collective of energy trying to tell us that we should settle for less, or that we are the problem, And then we start to believe it for a while, and then we realize we're not. But then we see a whole collective that's just, well, what, we're not going to have less, but we should, but you should have less. Aha's come in. And so we have a lot of aha energy, a lot of light bulb moments, a lot of awakening that's coming up around abundance. So there's more than enough for everyone. And if there's more than enough for everyone, why do we exist in the struggle? Why do we exist in these stories? Why is this happening? And why do we have it? And it's the pendulum. There's always that swing. What motive is this serving? Right? That motive to manipulate. And so no longer the energy, even the energy, as I read the energy to do my energy updates, I can feel coming in from, you know, different planets, different energy. You can feel the trickster energy. You can feel that sinister energy coming in around. And I'm like, no, I can see you. I know that's not real. I know that's not true. And so I'm not even speaking to that. I'm going to find this light over here. I'm going to go to this source and connect to this source and this energy and see it this way. And when you do, you see this abundance sitting over here. So if there's an abundance, then there's if there's an abundance here in the universe just floating around, then there's an abundance of everything that is possible for us. So it's cleaning up our words, our language, really truly cleaning up what we're even listening to, because we're being fed, right? It's being like spoon fed everything that brings us back to get us back to its primal instincts, right? Get us back to survival. We're moving beyond just simply surviving, but the whole bigger energy is trying to convince us to just survive. You're here to survive. Your mission is just to survive. We're not here to just survive. We're here to thrive. That's everything of why I created More Than Existing, was to take that accountability, that ownership responsibility for our own thoughts, or, you know, why are we letting somebody else think for us? We have an abundance of our own thoughts and our own imagination, ability to connect to a consciousness, to create our own imagination. Why is somebody else thinking for me? And why is somebody else's thoughts now my thoughts and my words? I have this source within me. So the biggest abundance that we have, I'm going to bring this back into ourselves, is within us. And that's where our divine light is. I mean, this is where we exist in here. And so we can become very resourceful and tap into a whole new way of seeing abundance if we can just get into our own thoughts to really truly, is that my thought? Is that what I believe? Do I really believe that to be true? Have I been so caught up in believing that and being stuck here that I stay trapped in this? It's like the story about, you know, being placed in a jail and they're having no top on the jail or no lock, but yet the cage is around you. And you stay in the cage. And as long as you stay in the cage, believing and not even looking up or not even trying the door because somebody just told you you're caged in, you're trapped, you believe you're trapped. And so it's that illusion just because it's in front of us, just because we can see it, but what's beyond? So everything right now is about going beyond. You see something, go beyond it. If you watch something, go beyond just that first view story. There's more to the story. The story is deeper and bigger. And it's, so it's a time to be very curious. It's a great, it's like we've opened Pandora's box and now we can't close it. We got to, you know, we got to be observant. Yeah.
Interesting. Well, I'm not sure what the heck is happening with the switchboard. Keep trying to call in. In the meantime, we're switching over to emails. We've got Trudy in the UK, and she just wants to know what her a general reading would be for her, what spirit message is for her today. That's Trudy in the UK.
And she's in the UK. Okay. I feel distance around her, and not just that she's in the UK and I'm in Canada, but I'm feeling that she has distanced herself. So Trudy, I feel like you have either distanced yourself from some people in your life or from the things that you love. And I just feel like it's like shrinking, like something is like closing in and just saying it's time to come back into, like, don't place so much distance between you and the things that you love or the passion that you have in your heart. It is just constantly, it's like a nagging. I hear this humming, this buzzing. So I don't know if there's a travel for you as well. But I do feel like there's an amazing opportunity come for you and for you to stay optimistic because everything feels like it's so far away from you. But back to the illusions. It's not really that far away from you, Trudy. Whatever it is that you want, I feel like you need to start taking action to closing the gaps. Closing the gaps. So I'm going to give you an example because I feel like this is something, Trudy, that may help you in a way, is if your closets are stuffed full and you cannot close the doors on your closets, if you got so much stuff in there, you need to open your closet door right now. And you need to clean out the closet. You need to make space in your space so that you can close the gap between clutter and junk and clarity. And so that you can gain clarity by making space. So you're making space for you while also closing the space between, you know, being this and being that. It's like we can tell ourselves, like, I just don't have the energy for this. You know, I'm borderline hoarding this stuff up, but I'm also a very organized person. So we can be organized in our view of what others can see, but what is not clear over here? What are we hiding over here? Or what are we afraid of seeing over on this other side? But for you, I keep getting the closet doors, and I just see the closet doors opening. And when you clean the closet, when you make the space, when you take out the things that, you know, the someday I'll wear that, someday I'll be there, someday I'll have that. Well, if your future is so far away, if it's always the someday, there is a part of your past that you are fully existing in that is not really serving your highest good. And so clearing all of this and say, you know, when I get there, I can have these things that I want. I don't need this junk around me. I don't need to junk up my thoughts. I don't need to believe these stories to be so true anymore. Times have changed. Things have changed. And so whatever you have distanced yourself from, I feel like now it's time to close the space in and for you to really, truly, you know, get serious about what am I passionate about? What am I really passionate about? What really matters to me? Because your passion is speaking from inside of you. And I just got a dragon around you. And I don't know if you have a connection to, if anyone who knows my work knows that I do mystical realm work. But I just got a connection to the dragons. We are in the year of the dragon, that I do know, but I just seen a small dragon around you. And so I feel like this might be a time of where the dragon energy may be working its forces with you. But I also feel like opening up to your own dragon energy and letting yourself kind of be moved through life. So be bold, be courageous, and being bold and being courageous don't mean you always got to go be bold and courageous in the world. Be bold and courageous to face the things that you need to face, do the things that you need to do, and you'll be so proud of yourself because you're closing that space. And yeah, it's such a beautiful purpose. I feel like there's amazing opportunities for you when all of this starts to come together. So it's like you got another couple months, another little bit of time to do this. So you're being prepared for something, and you just got to take the action towards it. And I hope that helps you somehow, Trudy, for your email.
All right. And there's more, but let's give this switchboard another go. 708,
okay.
We're going to give you a try. 708, what's your first name, where you're calling in from?
Barb, Chicago.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, there we go. Hi, Barb in Chicago.
How are you?
I am well, and
it's
you?
A sunny day here. It's wonderful.
Oh, yay. That's so nice. When the sun is shining, everything is beautiful.
It's true.
What can we do for you today?
I would just like you to just give me a guidance reading.
Okay. All right. Let's just see what we have coming up for you. You have a big... So you have a big energy standing behind you. Who is the person who always influenced your choices and decisions? Who kind of intercept it. You know when you say, oh, I would love to do this, and somebody else would go, are you sure about that? You have that kind of energy standing around you.
I would say, because my parents are deceased, I would say my sisters, one sister in particular.
Okay. I'm like, and so it seems to influence your thoughts. Like, it's,
yeah.
What comes up for me is, right?
Yeah.
Does it make you,
that's
does
why
it make you
I don't talk
yourself?
To her much. I just stopped communicating.
Okay. I'm like, you may have stopped communicating, but the there's an energetic thread that is still, that is like right behind you. And I'm like, hey, what? It's like, why are you standing there? Get out of the way. and it's, I feel like it's like her thoughts, or she's always in the back of your head. Like she's always in the back of your mind somehow. And I feel like, yeah. And I'm like, we need to, like, I just feel we need to really clear, not remove her like from your life, but clear the energy around there. And so I'm just asking Archangel Michael to step in, because I can just feel Archangel Michael just coming in. It's like just cutting that cord, taking back the pieces of your soul and the pieces of you that you would have left in trying to help her, or trying to get her to understand you, or trying to get her to accept you, whatever that may be, or to listen to you. And it's like that becomes so frustrating. And so I just feel we need to get it. little parts and sparks of your light, little sparks of your soul has been left there in that energy. And I just want you to just imagine just reaching out and just like, I'm taking back what is mine and I'm bringing it back into me because it's mine. And I give you back yours. I give you back your energy. I give you back your doubts. I give you back your insecurities. I give you back all of those things. They're not mine. I can't fix, clear, heal, resolve something that is not mine. So I can't carry the load of this no more. And so then we ask Archangel Michael just to come in and cut that cord, sever that cord, and just let you be your energy and let you step into your energy. And giving yourself permission is the key. Giving yourself permission to be free so that you're no longer trapped in any way, because it affects your self-confidence and your self-esteem. And you've been a lot of years trying to you've been a lot of years trying to kind of run around. It's like, what else do I have to do? What more do I do? Nothing other than say, I'm taking back my power.
Yeah, no, maybe many, many years ago, but for at least a decade. No, it hasn't been like that at all. I've just been like, you know, for her, it's always a competition. And for me, I'm such an empath. It's never been that way for me, ever.
No.
And
you just
realized, forget it.
Right? So she's just been hanging out with you because it was so obvious when I connected to you. So it's like residue, right? It's like you were so busy living our lives and doing our thing that we don't realize those attachments are there. So it's an attachment. So just seeing it move now. But you are also a very hard worker, aren't you?
Yep.
I'm like, you're someone who works your fingers to the bone.
Yes.
And I'm like, I feel like it's like coming to an end of where you get to slow down a little bit, take a breath, take a breather, and take care of your health, like physically take care of your.
Yeah,
and
I need to do that.
You do need to do that.
You and I both know.
Yes, I do know. I can feel it. I'm like, you do. It's like, because that throws you out of balance, right? It's that sense of always being the one who's carrying that load somehow, but working too hard. Super independence is also like a trauma response, right? It's like, it's the things that we keep doing. And so I also feel the sense of falling back in love with you and who you are as the empath. You've got such a beauty. When I could clear that energy, and it's not saying there's something, you know, about your sister, in your own elements, you're probably two beautiful lights, but together, it's just that clash. But your relationship to you has been, I'll end quickly. Your relationship to you is okay. Where you need to. Okay. Your relationship to you is the thing that you really need to put your focus into, because you have been the heart of every relationship that you have in your life, and you give your heart and you give your soul. But embracing love and opening up your heart to love and not being so guarded is important for you now, because your health depends on it. Have you ever had like heart something, or did you someone in your family ever had like a heart issue of some sort?
A heart issue? My father, yeah, later in life, yeah, he did for sure.
Okay, because I'm like, I just all of a sudden start getting like pings in my heart. And I'm like, first I thought it was, oh, just like your heart opening. Then I got, no, somebody had a heart issue. So that was your father?
Yep.
Okay. So this is, your dad is really, truly wanting you to really pay attention, open up your heart, live for you. Don't let all the rest of the world stuff kind of take over. And, you know, if we call in the Archangel Raphael to help you with any healing, instead of you thinking that you have to do everything yourself. Call in Archangel Michael to carry the heavy loads. You stop carrying the heavy loads and call in Archangel Raphael for the healing, because I do feel like your body is somehow trying to restore itself or kind of replenish itself after giving it your all for so many years.
Yeah, it's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there's
some freedom. Right?
Yeah.
there's some real freedom coming in for you, like and some real beautiful life to live. And I feel like this summer is like, if there's an opportunity for you to take a holiday this summer, like take it, go for it, go do something for yourself. I just feel like I just see your shoulders coming back up, your back coming up, like just pulling up and breathing into you and getting back to you. But there's like the end of the road of the difficult, like working so hard and then being able to let the universe do some of the work for you. Let those guides and angels work for you instead of you thinking you have to do it all.
This
so that's what they
really
have for
good.
You.
Thank you
right?
very much. That sounds very good and uplifting. Yeah, I just realized that, you know, I'm giving you power, meaning her, and it's like,
mm-hmm.
No, and they're just so used to, oh, well, you do this when you get a chance to do that. And I'm like, I'm not even responding. I didn't get the message. I didn't get the memo.
Right?
And I'm not getting the memo.
And you're not getting the memo, right?
Thanks, but no thanks, without saying a word.
Yeah.
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 Exactly.
I've never been
there
a,
you
I've
go.
Been a giver. Mm-hmm. I've always been a
right?
giver.
You've always been a giver.
Like
and, exactly. And it's okay to say no, because you don't have to be a pleaser, a fixer. Like, those are all things that just come into that whole, just we just jump into action, right? And it's now, instead of just jumping into action, stopping, pausing, and saying, what am I about to do? What am I about to jump into? What am I, you know, what am I about to give of myself that I don't have to give? And just, no, I don't need to respond. No, I don't need to do. No, I don't need to be the one. There's other people who can do this. I don't need to do
that. Right.
This.
Right. I agree.
Right. There you go. That's your little heads up. Time to take care of you.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome, Barb. Thank you for calling in. And, yeah, look forward to hearing from you again.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Keep in touch. Let us know how it goes. Back to email for a moment. Lori in New York. Oops. Now my line is going crazy. Can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I can hear
Lori
you.
In New York. She wants to know self-employed or employed, which is the right path for her.
Hmm. Oh, instantly I just got that whole sense of, does she fully know who she is yet? There's a part of, for you, Lori, there's a part of you that you really have to get to know, really be defined and definite in, this is me, this is who I am, this is who I'm not. Because both both really truly have opportunities for you, and both can give you beautiful opportunities, but what level of self-employment do you really want to take on? And do you have the energy to be able to, or the stamina to be able to go the distance in self-employment that it will require, that will be required? So there's parts of yourself that you really have to sit with your pros and your cons and really say to yourself, because it's really wishy-washy energy around this for you. And it's not around the self-employment or the employment. It's around the parts of yourself that you may think you know, but you don't really know. So we can say, oh, I love this and I'm passionate about this, but do I have what it takes? Do I have, you know, do I have the guts to deal with that? And it's not saying that we're not courageous. It's not about courage. It's about, I'm going to have to make a lot of sacrifices to do this, to be self-employed. And I don't know if I really feel like it. I really don't know if I feel like it. And that part of yourself is trying to communicate to you. And so it's coming from the shadows. It's just coming from just sit with the shady shadow parts of ourselves that we don't want to have to sit with, and ask yourself the part of you that may be the perfectionist, that may be the OCD, and ask yourself, you know, could my perfectionist, will it ever be enough? Would I be better off just going to work and working for someone else? Both have really good potential. One, if self-employment is just not going to give you the sense of security that you want right away, it's like instant gratification. You're not going to get the instant gratification from the self-employment. It feels like it may take a little more work, more time. The self-employment or being employed will give you the security, but will it? And so sometimes we can begin a self-employment opportunity while still staying employed and then not having to fully sacrifice the security. You have to get to know you. And there's a real sense of, like, it's a stubborn energy. There's something really stubborn that's stuck there, Lori, that really needs to be explored because it's hung on to you for a long time. I believe you think it's part of your true identity, but it's not. It's a part of that which has been created throughout years, right? It's like, that's just the way I am. And question, every time you say, that's just the way I am, question that in yourself. Because is it really the way I am, or was it the way I've been conditioned, programmed? Is it somebody else's beliefs that become my beliefs? Whose story is it? Is it really mine? You have to really look at that in a new light. And how hard do I want to work, and how much do I want to give, you know, to somebody else's business that I could be given to mine if I have this great opportunity. Self-employment is fully off the table. I do believe that you really, truly want to be certain, because for you, failure just doesn't feel like and I don't look at failure the same way, you know, we've been taught, but to you, failure is not an option. And so success is the only thing that you can see. So hold on to that, you know, I'm always succeeding, even if I choose to do something different than what I originally thought. But there is some energy that needs to be cleaned and cleared up around you knowing who you are and what it is that you really want in life. Because there's a lot of beautiful, I want to say like almost like pixie kind of energy, fairy-like energy. There's a lot of like this mystical, soft energy around you that just says, you know, sometimes I just want to go out and play in the fields, right? I just want to go out and I want to play in life. And so sometimes maybe you've already worked hard enough and playing is what you want to do. And so if play is what you want to do, you have to make sure no matter what you do, you make space for play. Whatever grown-up adult play is for you, it's a must. It's like it feeds you, it fuels you. And it's a big part of your identity. So it may not be for everyone, but it is a part of you. So if you've been denying that within yourself, you have to really look at that and question that for yourself. And so it's not a very like solid yes, no answer to which one or a guarantee. It's it's back to you. And so the focus is first you. And once you know these little key things, you will not be wishy-washy. You'll know exactly what to do. And like I said, you can still be self-employed and begin to build the business. And I always tell people this with business, build the business before you build the business. Build before you build. You need to go back and blueprint, plan, have everything created before you actually build. And trust me, I've been in business since I was like 23 years old. And I've started with nothing. And then you're always chasing. Sometimes you're always chasing. You're always chasing life. You're chasing the business. You're chasing the work. And that's not always fun. And so you don't want to be chasing. You want to be attracting. And that's going to be the key. Make sure you're not chasing and that you're attracting all that you want. And that's what we have for you, Lori. I hope that helps you. Thank you so much for emailing us. Did I lose Nicole again? The energy is so weird. So I will just talk until I hear Nicole. I don't hear any staticky coming back in there. And so I'll do a, while we're waiting, I'm going to do a collective reading. And this is what I do in my energy updates and on my live videos on Facebook and stuff, is I'll do a collective reading of where we are today and what the energy is speaking to us today. So it gives everyone a bit of a heads up to what we have happening. And so we are teeter-tottering right now. We're teeter-tottering. So there is a teeter-tottering kind of energy. You know, when you're in the playground and you have that, and you get on those teeter-totters, and, you know, as long as you keep, you're going up, one's going down. So there's like where you may be up one moment, then you're down the next moment. You may be inspired one moment, and then you're like, you're losing hope and faith the next moment. Now, remember, everything that you're looking at is influencing. We do have a full moon that's coming up, and then, like I said, we have the eclipse. Also happening. So it's where it shines light upon the shadowy aspects of ourselves. And so when we're teeter-tottering, it is a beautiful opportunity that to create that sense of trying to balance our own energy. And when we're all the way up, it's what I call it in my writings is 360, right? We go 360, and the last quarter mile is always the hardest to get to, the things that we have to do for ourselves. And so we worry, we get stressed out, but worry doesn't solve and fix anything. Worrying about something that's out of your control. So what's in my control? And using that, what's in my control? What's in my power? What can I change? So when we're sitting down and you're just like, you're so excited, you're having a good day, and then somebody turns on the TV and something pops up, a news pops up, or you go on your social media and something pops up that then triggers a response, is if we let ourselves go past that trigger, why is it that one word, one little video, one reel on TikTok, on Facebook somewhere can be the one thing that can ruin your whole day just because you don't like what's being said? And so being able to fuse that energy and just tell yourself, right, like if I was in such good energy 5 minutes ago, how can that take me from such good energy to now totally negative, down, mad at the world, angry? How did that just happen? I gave myself permission, right? You give yourself permission. So you're just weaving into this happy energy because life has given you all the happiness in the moment. Our internal joy does not turn off that quickly. It stays. The ability to be able to just shut something off, turn it off, not respond, means that we met our trigger. Something just triggered me. Something, I can feel something right here, right now, but I don't have to pass go. I don't have to enter in there. I can continue to ride this teeter-totter little fun. I can continue to have fun. I can continue to be in my joy and recognize that all of being around me. And if I get involved in it, is it really making a big change? Where can I make a change? And the change always begins within ourselves. And so it's a great time to also know that this energy is helping us to also awaken our dreamer. And so we have the beautiful moon that you know, the moon don't make us feel a certain way. It's that the moon shines a light up on the areas. We rise up. There's a rise happening in us of the annoyance, our not true self, our frustration, our anger. What's happening when I am not my true self? It means I am far away from myself. And it's about coming back to self, about what can I let go of? What can I free myself of? And that is control, the sense of needing to control, because we activate our own emotions, right? We get that going. So the dreamer is looking at, we're in a beautiful ending and we have some fresh new beginnings that are coming. It's time to awaken the dreamer again, to begin to dream again, to dream of beautiful days, to dream of community, to dream of coming together, to, you know, push the fears of the fears away so that possibilities can enter. And if you're going to see, the energy is going to be making a shift into taking some leaps of faith, but there is a pause that will be coming as well. And then it's like that spring, it's just going to just spring us in. And so there's an opportunity then to, as the flowers bloom, as spring really hits, then it's an opportunity to really, truly step into the dreamer energy. What do I dream of? What did I dream of? Where did my dreams go? Whose dreams have I been living in? Is this my dream or is this necessity? And have I always just been existing in necessity? And time to move beyond necessity to an abundant life, to the possibility that I don't just have to have these needs met, that I can actually start to dream of what else would I like to feel? What else would I like to know? We just kind of cap off a certain level, and the cap is coming off, and the top is opening, and it's just like this eruption of possibilities that's entering in for us. And, yeah, I just feel the sense of, you know, not being at war with ourselves, not being in such an angst energy when this teeter-tottering energy, when we can start to recognize that we are in control of our balance and our harmony, that we can create that within us. And that comes with also face and reality. What's real is real, right? We have to deal with our real stuff in order to heal. And that includes feeling. And so one of the greatest blessings that we have is the ability to be able to feel, and that we are safe to feel. We are safe to feel. And we've been told to numb and hide and all of those things, but it's okay to actually begin to feel. And so there's a thawing out of energy is what it feels like. We're just beginning a whole new journey of waking up. So what's possible from there? And that's the collective reading that I have for you today. And so I hope that resonates with you in some way, connects with you, and it makes sense. So I don't know if Nicole is back. Just going to do a quick check-in, see if Nicole is here. And if not, I will do my shameless promotion, because it is coming down into the last few minutes of my time here with you today. It's been so lovely to be back, to be able to connect with you. And I look forward to being able to share more of these moments and times with you as well. Remember, you are worthy to have your own dreams. I always tell this to my students in More Than Existing in the first classes. I always ask, what was my childhood dreams? And bring in aspects and elements of the childhood dreams into your adult dreams. What excited me? What did I inspire to be? And take the enthusiasm, the excitement, and send some of that towards that future energy, and I'm going to collect more of that. That's what we're seeking, more of that enthusiasm, more of that excitement. And so my shameless promotion is, if you want to read my books, there is two of my books now available on my website and on Amazon. One is called More Than Existing. That's the first book. My second book is My Truth of Existing Beyond the Reflection. Both are on Amazon, but also are available directly on my website. And you can also purchase my Oracle cards, which are called the Everyday Goddess Oracle cards. And they're meant for that everyday woman. They're a bit of a kick in the butt kind of cards. They are easy to use, and they are available only on my website. They are not on Amazon. So if you go to my website, you can purchase the cards right there. And also, I do have an evening with Spirit that's coming up on the 20th, I think it's the Monday, the 23rd, I believe it is. And so you can actually check that out if you go to my website or if you go to my Facebook page. There is an event, so March the 25th, there is a evening with Spirit available, and that you can sign up and be on a Zoom with me, and it's a small interactive group where I will be doing readings, and that's about all that I have coming up that's right now. But yeah, you can get my books, my cards, go to my website, you can check out all the videos, go to News for the Soul, and you can also get all the links as well. If you go to CoreyThorne.com or CoreyThorne Camera now, because I am married, so CoreyThorne.com, and you can check out all of my work, go to my YouTube videos where I release all of the energy updates. Everything is available to be able to just click and get your connection. So that's what I have, and this has been another one of those crazy little journeys today, and this is kind of expect the unexpected. I said this is the theme for this year, expect the unexpected. It is everywhere. It is all around us, and we can do such wonderful things in the unexpected moments. Take them as opportunities. There's doors closing, but there's doors opening. I send you so much love, and thank you for being here with me again today, and I look forward to seeing you in April. Have a beautiful, beautiful weekend. Much, much love to you all. And thank you. Bye-bye.